For a meeting of Minnesota District Council and the Chamber Dungannon, whether you've joined us in the chamber or online. So I'm just going to move to our first item of business, item two, apologies, and I'll just go through the roll call here first. Councillor Bailt.
Shaw.
Councillor Black.
Present.
Councillor Brown.
Present.
Councillor Buchanan.
Present.
Councillor Wilbur Buchanan, sorry. Three now.
Present.
And Councillor Francis Burton.
Present.
Councillor James Burton.
Present.
Councillor Cahoon.
Present.
Councillor Carney.
Present.
Councillor Clark.
On show.
Councillor Cuthbertson.
Here.
Councillor Ford.
Present.
Councillor Gilderney.
On show.
Councillor Graham's apologies. Councillor Grogan.
On show.
Councillor Johnson. Councillor Kelly.
On show.
Councillor Kerr.
Here.
Councillor Martin.
Here.
Councillor Mullahan.
On show.
Councillor Niall McAleer.
Here.
Councillor McConnell.
On show.
Councillor McElvogue.
Here.
Councillor McFlynn.
Present.
And apologies from Brian McGuigan. And Councillor McLean.
Present.
Councillor McLarnon.
On show.
Councillor McNamee. Councillor Donald McPeak.
Present, Chair.
Councillor Sean McPeak.
Present, Chair.
Councillor McQuaid.
Here.
Councillor Mullen.
On show.
Councillor Mallory.
On show.
Councillor Monteith.
Yeah.
Councillor Quinn.
Present, Chair.
Councillor Robinson.
Present.
Councillor Taunton. Councillor Vassani.
On show.
And Councillor Wilson.
Here.
Okay, so we have a lot of new faces tonight, so welcome everybody. And I'll just move then to item three, declarations of interest, so you can declare them now or as we move through the meeting. And if there's none there, I'll move on then to chair's business. So it's just myself, so just welcome everybody here tonight, and again, all our new faces, you're all very welcome. It's been an exceptionally busy year, and it seems like no time at all since we were all sitting here at last year's meeting. So let me start by saying what an honour and a privilege it has been to serve as Chair of the Council in the last 12 months. In taking up my position, I set out my ambition to be a Chair for all. In doing so, my aims were to showcase the wonderful people and beauty of our area, and most importantly, to reflect the open, welcoming, diverse and inclusive area that Mid Ulster is. Certainly, the many civic receptions and honours given to so many this year showcased the best and brightest talent and achievements of the wonderful people of our area. Embracing diversity and inclusion, which have been watchwords in my term as Chair, our work with the Age Friendly Alliance hosting its first meeting here in Dungannon, and with the Mid Ulster Loneliness Network supporting the launch of its first ever Mid Ulster Chatty Cafe, has illustrated our commitment to creating an age-friendly district where older people are valued, engaged and supported to live healthy, active and fulfilling lives. Events held for International Women's Day in March helped to spread the very positive message of embracing equality in our homes, workplaces and communities, as well as holding our very first women's health event, which was very successful. It has been great to see so many women joining as councillors this term as well, but I would still like to take the opportunity to encourage women to get involved in politics and all decision-making roles in life, and to always remember that girls can do anything. The Council has also continued to move forward with accessibility initiatives, particularly through its partnership working with the Mid Ulster Disability Forum, who held their own AGM in Ballyronan Marina. The new improvements completed there and at other sites such as Knockmanay and Clacher, Round Lake and Five Mile Town, and the Seamus Heaney Home Place in and around Blahy have been designed with inclusion in mind, and rightly so. There is always more to be done, of course, and I will continue to advocate for diversity and inclusion as a member for this council, be it for women, older people, or LGBTQ plus community, or newcomers to the district, young people, and everyone else. One of my first tasks as Chair this time last year was to launch the Coal Island Summer Bash. Of course, when COVID-19 had struck, it put a pause on all our council outdoor events and activities, So to see them return to our towns this year has been incredibly pleasing and has been one of the many highlights of my year attending and participating in these events. So it is safe to say that I was very excited and like a child, especially around the Christmas event when I got to help Santa to switch on the Christmas lights throughout our towns and villages. Reflecting further on the last year, one of which has been challenging for many of us in collective and individual ways, we have continued to deliver for our residents and have made significant accomplishments in every area of council business. We have continued to invest in Mid-Ulster with the upgrading of outdoor recreational facilities and Enniscairn completed and works in Drumcairn and Derry Noid currently underway and almost at completion. We have contributed to town centre revitalisation with 160,000 shared space works completed in Cullyland, an extensive and far-reaching £7 million peace project and our Connecting Pomeroy project, which is also underway. We have delivered active travel improvements in Cullyland, Clonoe, Mahara and Eglish, and with projects in Clogher and Blahy underway to create infrastructure and footpaths that make walking and cycling safer and a more attractive option for our residents, with outcomes that benefit health and wellbeing and contribute to sustainable communities. We have continued to support our businesses as they navigate through challenging market conditions annually, and this year 282 individuals have been supported to achieve their entrepreneurial aspirations through the Go For It programme. Through our five main business support programmes, we have helped 180 businesses and social enterprises across the district to grow and increase their sustainability. It has been a year of innovation within the council as we continue to transform our services and structures. Initiatives such as our introduction of an entirely new digitally led planning service and our online registration of births and marriages, which are transforming how our residents use key services, bringing increased access and greater speed while ensuring that we as an organisation can work more efficiently and effectively, focusing on improving the outcomes for our residents. We face ongoing difficulties as global challenges continue to affect local services, and this unfortunately will be the case for some time. But our successes in the last 12 months clearly point to strong leadership and a highly dedicated and resilient staff working within the council. This leads me perfectly to my closing remarks. Members who have been in positions of responsibility especially will know the great support that is given behind the scenes by council officers, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank some of those who have supported me diligently throughout my term as chair. I would like to thank in particular the Chief Executive Adrian McCreesh and the team in Democratic Services. Managing the meetings throughout the year is quite a task and is hard work, which we all notice and appreciate. Thanks also to Louise and Jennifer for keeping my diary commitments and making sure I was able to facilitate as many requests as possible. And to Kate and the entire communications team for their commitment, support and help throughout the year. And last, by no means least, the entire staff complement of council who strive day in, day out to serve our citizens as best they possibly can. And I would also like to pay tribute to all the community groups and organisations that I have met during my term as chair. Their on-the-ground support is often provided at the coalface of our communities, and the resilience and determination I have witnessed during my many visits all over the district during the year have been nothing short of inspirational. I would also like to thank my fellow members who have given their input during many hours inside and outside the chamber, with a special thanks to Councillor Frances Burton for her help to me in the role of Deputy Chair. And I want to wish the new Chair and Deputy Chair all the best. You're taking on a role that not only will demand your best, but in the course of carrying out your duties, will give the best experience back to you. So I hope you really, really enjoy it even half as much as I have over the last 12 months. You'll find over the next 12 months that Mid-Ulster Council area is a great place to represent. As outgoing chair, I am incredibly proud of this council's achievements, and I am confident that our collective hard work and dedication will continue to be at the heart of our success throughout the next 12 months. So, Gora Mila Mayoga for everyone. Thank you. Councillor Monaghan.
Thank you, Chair. Cora, at the beginning of this year, you told us that your theme of your chairmanship was going to be people, place and planet. And just hearing you summarise your year there, it explains that greatly in terms of the work that you've done. And you represented the people of the Mid-Ulster District with great respect and dignity, even at times whenever that respect wasn't been able to be shown to you. So we appreciate that. You challenged yourself and you worked very hard, and your commitment to valuable projects, in particular like Women's Aid, was greatly appreciated. Your work promoting human rights issues, especially for women and our LGBT community, will be greatly appreciated also. The people who elected you, especially up around Mooneyneena, can be very proud and very happy of the role and the contribution you have made to civic life right across Mid-Ulster. And we see so many, many great images of you in the community, helping to make fantastic connections between our council and its citizens. So on behalf of Sinn Féin, we thank you so much for all your very hard work, and we applaud your fantastic year as chairperson. Well done, Cora.
Councillor Kerr.
Chair, I would just like to thank you also for this last year. You always treated me very fair whenever I wanted issues and chair's business. And, I'd like to thank you deeply. And you were very, very fair, Chair. And I wish you the best of luck in the future, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Burton. Okay, Councillor Grant.
Yeah, Chair, just to join in with everybody else said, I thought you had a fantastic year as Chair of the Council. My best memory of you was probably at the Pride Parade in Cookstown, where you just embraced literally everything that was good about the event and everything. I remember particularly talking about animal rights and different things throughout the year. Obviously, it's an issue close to my own heart, and just well done, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Councillor Burton.
Thank you, Chair. And can I also just say I have had an absolutely fantastic year as Deputy Chair. And one of the things that as Deputy Chair, you get to other areas that you don't always have the opportunity to be present. And it's a wonderful chance for you to see the volunteers that go way beyond the extra mile in terms of their communities. And that is one of the things that I really wanted to recognise, because a lot of the people who work on the ground, they don't seek recognition for themselves. They don't a lot of the times even want it. But I think it is very important to recognise the role that volunteers play in our society and for what they do, especially in rural areas, which we all represent as part of our districts. Can I also thank the officers who have been a great support to me over the past term? Can I thank Louise and Jennifer and also Eileen, who is always at hand to give you help and advice? And just to the wider team of officers and to the Chief Executive as well, who has really excelled, I think, in the past term. And as you know, I really believe it's so important to deliver on the ground for people and for people who lobby for things in our districts. And I think right at the very start of term as Deputy Chair, I think one of the first engagements I was at Clocker Valley Show, which is a really impressive event. And if you haven't been there before, I'd encourage you to go in July. I have to say I was extremely delighted in the work that went on and the change that was delivered in Knockmany Forest. And let's hope, Mr. McCreesh, we can do a wee bit more for Lumford's Glen. It will be such a great tie-in with the two areas if we could really do something there. And I believe it is a wonderful opportunity. I think one of the greatest things that I have had the most joy in is the work that has went on at the Round Lake, and the upgrade there has been completely fantastic. And the local people, it's really the only safe place where they can go and walk, because it's the only place where there's now a footpath right out to the Round Lake, and it will be very well used, and the play park and that's there as well. So I just, in summing up, would like to thank my family and friends who have been really supportive and helped over this past time as well. And I'd really like to thank my colleagues at the DUP team for the opportunity of being Deputy Chair. I've really appreciated the chance again to have this role. And as I say, I love working on the ground with the people, and I think it really gives you the opportunity to meet far more people than you'd really ever be able to recognise at any other time. So I hope in the next 4 years that we can successfully work together. And I think there's a lot of work that's needed out on the ground that shouldn't be brought into politics. There's a lot of our villages and even housing estates that haven't decent footpaths around them. And I think it was one of the last things I said going out before I was standing for election, and I would reimburse those words. I think it's very important to have safe areas for our shoppers and for our people that visit and live and socialise in our locality to have. So thank you one and all, and thank you to each and every officer who has played their part in delivering what we have been able to achieve in the past, and I look forward to the next term to deliver more. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor McLean.
Yep. As someone who has been a chair in the past, I appreciate very much the dedication and work and the effort that is put behind by everyone to deliver and to lead the council. And while our political differences and our aspirations are different, it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge your hard work and your dedication, and to the Vice-Chair for all that she has done as well. So I wish you well as you step down. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I too would just echo what Councillor McLean has said. Being a past chair as well, it's not easy role. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, and you have to be all over the whole district. So just on behalf of the Ulster Unionist Party, could I just say well done to both you and the Vice-Chair in your year. And we look forward to the new term. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Monteith.
Chair, yep, just to pay a tribute to your two selves. The hard year of work that both of you have done. Yourself, Chair, it's 25 odd years ago from I first got to know you, and you're still a thoroughly decent, approachable, hard-working person. And I think you brought that approach to the chair of the council this year with a freshness and an enthusiasm, which is to your credit. Councillor Burton, I would also pay tribute to the hard work that yourself has put in. You're thoroughly committed to your community, and I think that's shown through and going across, you know, not just your own DA, but across the others. So you both deserve a well-deserved rest, and well done.
Okay, Adrian.
Okay, Chair. I think it would be remiss if I didn't respond on behalf of the staff and the executive side of the organisation to your kind words, and indeed the Vice-Chair and Francis. It's been an absolute pleasure from all the staff, and I can say that without fear of contradiction, to work with both of you guys at every level right across the organisation. Both wonderful ambassadors for not just Mid-Ulster District Council, but for Mid-Ulster geographically and beyond. You have both been everywhere, inclusive, professional and personal. And we've learned a great deal from working with each other, and I thank you for that. And with the comments, I agree with the rest of them. You now deserve some time to focus on your own constituency issues and give us a hard time, as always. Thank you.
Thank you all, everybody, for your kind words. Feeling very emotional now. But we'll move on to the next item of business then. So matters for decision. Item 5, confirmation of positions of responsibility for 23 to 27. Adrian.
Okay, Madam Chair. As members know, we've already had a pre-meeting with the party leaders and independent members of council to affirm the positions of responsibility for the year, that is 23-24. There are 67 of such positions identified across the grid, and as per the Local Government Act 2014, they are apportioned by the Hunt methodology. So we have them there outlined for you, and we need a proposer and seconder before we move on a point.
Councillor Mullaghan. And Councillor Brown, thank you. Okay, so item 6 then, appointment of positions of responsibility. And the first one is for Council Chair, and going by DeHaan then, that is Sinn Féin's first pick. So if I can ask Cahill, Councillor Mullaghan, as a nominating officer, to nominate the next Council Chair, please.
Chair, it gives me a great honour to nominate Dominic Molloy for the role of Chair of Council for
23-24. Okay, Councillor Molloy, are you happy to take the position?
This is where the imposter syndrome kicks in. Gormil Miagat, to Falchirov, Arfad and Shaw, Tanona and you. I firstly want to thank sincerely my party colleagues for entrusting me with this nomination to this position for the incoming year. It's a huge privilege and honour for me personally to step into the role, but I feel it's equally shared by the good people of Dungandy who put their faith in myself and Councillor Fazzani to represent them. I wish to acknowledge the sterling work of our outgoing Chair, Councillor Corey, and Deputy Chair, Councillor Burton. It was clear throughout the year that they had a great working relationship, and as previous chairs have done, the bar has again been raised. I think you all deserve a round of applause. The AGM, following immediately after an election, is always one that's comes with an added air of expectancy and anticipation for the incoming term. And to that end, I extend my sincere congratulations to you all on your recent electoral successes. To those who've been returned, re-elected, and a very warm welcome to those 12 new members to the Council. My thanks to Adrian and his entire team for the very professional way in which all aspects of the election process were handled. Elections, as we all know, bring a broad mix of emotions. And whilst all in this room were successful, almost half the candidates who put themselves before the public were unsuccessful, some by very narrow margins. And I'd like to acknowledge those outgoing councillors who were not returned. Councillors Colvin, Glasgow, Kearney, McAleer, McKinney and Mullen, some of whom had very many years' service to the public. And whilst Sinn Féin had a good day across the north, it was bittersweet due to the loss of one of our very esteemed and long-serving councillors in Sean McGuigan. My father entered this chamber in 1985 as one of only four Sinn Féin councillors elected to Dungannon and South Tyrone Council. Those were groundbreaking days when our councillors were excluded, marginalised, abused and shamefully treated. Some paid the ultimate price for stepping up to be counted. In 2001, he was returned as the first ever Sinn Féin Chair of Dungannon and South Tyrone Council. And whilst I always defined myself as my own person, I am nonetheless immensely proud of his achievements and the path that he and others laid out to grow Sinn Féin to the largest political movement on this island, attaining almost 32,000 votes in Mid-Ulster in May. Change is undeniably happening before our very eyes on a daily basis. A new Ireland is emerging. A new Ireland which must be inclusive, non-discriminatory. A new Ireland which reimagines how it serves its people and manages its resources. Mid-Ulster must play its part in shaping that ongoing discussion around how and what that new Ireland looks like. In the last number of months, we have seen that appointed British Tory ministers still have the same contempt for the people here as they ever had, with sweeping budgetary cuts, which has the greatest effect on those most in need. But of course, a billionaire cabinet in London couldn't care less about the people of Mid-Ulster. We as a council, of course, know we have limitations. However, we must continue to strive to do the best for our residents, particularly our community and voluntary sector, and those greatly affected by Tory austerity, by continued constraints of funding as a direct result of Brexit, and by the lack of a functioning executive due to the continued refusal to respect the outcome of last May's election. In the coming year, it is my intention to engage with as many of our people and our various sectors as possible, our local employers and employees, our businesses and entrepreneurs, our community and voluntary sectors, and in particular our sporting groups, our clubs and individuals who do so much across a wide range of levels, abilities and ages in so many different codes. And I look forward to working with you all to achieve better for them and all our residents. In closing, I'd like to thank my employer, Linden Foods, for allowing me the flexibility to take on this role. And finally, the biggest thanks of all to my very supportive and understanding wife, Frances, and my family for their continued love and support, without whom none of this would be possible. Gorab me, my Agaf Gilair. And we will now move to the next item on the agenda, which is UUP nomination officer to nominate Deputy Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I have pleasure in nominating Councillor Graham as the Deputy Chair. And while it's good that we've got that chair, it would be remiss of me not to mention my three colleagues who were unsuccessful in seeking re-election. All three were hard-working, and it's just a pity that they're not be here in the chamber. But I nominate Councillor Graham.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Unfortunately, Councillor Graham is not with us tonight. But okay, moving on then, we have moved down the positions of responsibility. The Chair of Audit to be nominated by DUP.
Councillor Wilbert McKeown.
Thank you, Paul. Deputy Chair of Audit.
Councillor Brian McGuigan.
Thank you, Gail. Chair of Development, Sinn Féin.
Councillor John McNamee.
Deputy Chair of Development, Sinn Féin.
Councillor Sean Clark.
Chair of Environment Committee, DUP.
Councillor Clement Culbertson.
Deputy Chair of Environment Committee, Sinn Féin.
Councillor Niall McAleer.
Chair of Planning Committee, Sinn Féin.
Councillor Sean McPeak.
Deputy Chair of Planning, DUP.
Councillor Kyle Black.
Chair of Policy and Resources, Sinn Féin.
Councillor Cora Corrie.
Deputy Chair of Planning, Policy and Resources, DUP.
Councillor Francis Burton.
Housing Council, Sinn Féin.
Myself, Chair.
Thank you. Partnership Panel, SDLP. You. Reserve and Cadets Association, DUP.
Councillor Eva Cahoon.
Thank you. PCSP, there is six nominated from Sinn Féin.
Myself, Chair, Councillor D. Forsarney, Councillor Brian McGuigan, Councillor Eimear Kearney, Councillor Sean McPeak, and Councillor John McNamee.
Thank you. And three nominations from the DUP.
Councillor Clement Culbertson, Councillor Anne Ford, and Councillor Eva Cahoon.
Thank you. And last nomination from SDLP. Thank you. Okay. Moving on now to the makeup of committees. And if I go to planning first, we have the chair, Councillor McPeak. So deputy chair is appointed.
Black.
And then Councillor Black, and then members then, we have six more from Sinn Féin.
For planning, Chair?
For planning, yeah.
Councillor McConnell, Councillor Versani, Councillor Kearney, myself, Councillor Clark, and Councillor Donald McPeak.
Councillor
Just go through that again, Chair.
Sorry.
You okay?
Councillor McConnell.
Yep.
Councillor Versani.
Yep.
Councillor Kearney.
Mm-hmm.
Myself. Councillor Clark. And Councillor Donald McPeak.
Okay. Thank you. Three members from the DUP.
Yeah, Councillor Jonathan Burton, Buchanan, Councillor Clement Culbertson, and Councillor Mark Robinson.
Thank you. Okay. Two members from SDLP, Councillor Kerry Martin and Councillor Christine McFlynn. Thank you. And Councillor from UUP.
Councillor Meta Graham, and as you've already said, Mr. Chair, she's on holidays, so she will be unable to attend the training tomorrow night.
Thank you, Trevor. Okay, and the last two members is already decided, I think, so it's Councillor Kerr and Councillor McAvogue. Thank you. Moving on to policy and resources then, Chair has been decided as Councillor Corrie. Deputy Chair, we have Adrian.
Councillor
Burton, thank you. Okay, so membership from Sinn Féin is a total of seven.
Councillor Sean McPeak, Councillor McAleer, Councillor Malloy, Councillor Totten, Councillor Bell, Councillor Gildernew, and Councillor McLernan.
Okay, and four members from the DUP.
Councillor Brown, Councillor James Burton, Councillor Eva Cahoon, and myself.
Thank you. And two members from SDLP.
Councillor Denise Johnson and Councillor Christine McFlynn.
Thank you. And lastly, from UUP?
Myself.
Thank you, Trevor. Okay, Environment Chair and Deputy Chair have been appointed. Councillor Cuthbertson. Can we move on then to Sinn Féin?
Environment Chair, yeah?
Environment, yeah.
Okay, myself, Chair, Councillor Kelly, Councillor Milne, Councillor Versani, Councillor Grugan, Councillor McGuigan and Councillor McNamee.
Councillor Grugan.
Grugan, McGuigan and McNamee.
Okay.
Okay, and then three members from the DUP.
This is Environment.
Environment.
Yep. Councillor Jonathan Buchanan, Councillor James Burton, Councillor Eva Cahoon. Councillor Culbertson's already in as chair, and then Councillor Mark Robinson.
No. Just
four in total?
SI for Clement's already in as chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and two members from the SLP?
It's myself, Chair, and Councillor Kerry Martin.
Thank you. And also Unionist?
Councillor Graham.
Thank you. And the last member is independent Councillor McAvogue. Okay, moving on to Development Committee. Councillors McNamee and Clark are Chair and Deputy Chair. So the rest of the nominations from Sinn Féin is another six.
Councillor Milne, Gildernew, Corrie, Malloy, McLernan, and Bell.
Okay, thank you. And four members from the DUP.
Councillor Black, Councillor Wilbur Buchanan, Councillor Francis Burton, and Councillor Anne Ford.
Thank you. Two members from the SDLP.
Myself, Chair, Councillor Carol McQuaid.
Thank you. Ulster Unionist?
Myself.
Thank you. And Councillor Monteith, so the last member. Thank you. Okay, and last but not least, audit. Councillor Buchanan as chair and Councillor McGuigan as vice chair. Two members from Sinn Féin.
Councillors McConnell and Grugan.
Thank you. Representative from the DUP.
Councillor Brown.
And one from SDLP.
Councillor McQuaid.
And the last two, Councillor Kerr and Councillor Monteith. Okay, that's the makeup of committees decided then and implemented. Confirmation of outside bodies, which you all be aware. I think you didn't, we're running through that.
Chair, the outside bodies are listed before you as best we can, because they are subject to slight change based upon the either the requests from the outside bodies or any other inaccuracies that may exist. There was asked a couple of times there about just to note for one member, the Spurn Partnership and Sleeve Bay are actually included in as outside bodies on the list as is. We've agreed to meet with the party leaders and the independents tomorrow evening, and as per the legislation and as per our policy approach in 2019, it was agreed to appoint by Roland de Hunt, and we meet tomorrow afternoon to do that with the leaders and appoint all such bodies, and we'll bring that back for ratification.
Thank you very much. Everybody happy with that? Okay. So, item 9. Proposed schedule of meetings, you'll have received in your packs. Proposed, Councillor Mallaghan. Councillor Quinn, thank you. Which brings our matters for decision to a close, members. Matters for decision, the standing orders then for matters of information, which should bring our agenda to a close. Can I just wish you all the best for the incoming term. I'm looking forward to working with you all. Thank you very much. And the term meeting closed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Congratulations, Dominic. Thank you. Oh, sorry.